This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper, the rottenest bastard that you ever want to hear on the radio. And you good people out there and bad people, you know when you listen to me, you're going to get the truth. But you also know it's going to be the unfiltered truth. Now, I know I don't have the best vocabulary, and it's not because I couldn't have a good vocabulary. It's because I don't want to have a good vocabulary. I want to speak to you the way I would speak to you out on the street. And you people know, yeah, we don't have to be politically correct. Hell, we cuss all the time out on the street. None of us are politically correct. So why be politically correct on the radio? Now, for you people that don't like me, you can turn it off or you can keep it on and cuss me out and send me nasty emails and call me and tell me that you hate me and you're going to kill me. I understand. I mean, everybody can do what the hell they want to do. This in this great United States of America, we've got a lot of leeway on our freedoms, and I hope everybody takes them, friends and foe. Before we get started, you guys know that St. Clair County Board Chairman Mark Kern and I have had a vicious, vicious political fight. Political fight, I say, not personal. It's always political with me and the politicians that I fight. We've had a severe, vicious political fight for the last several years. But sometimes there are things that are more important than politics, and that is our families. And at this time, sincerely, I'd like to give my condolences, Chairman Mark Kern's father, St. Clair County Board Chairman Mark Kern's father, Fred Kern, passed away Wednesday. I read his obituary. He was a hell of a good man, hell of a good man. Took the News Democrat and made it what it was, and then they sold it, went to college, was a great father, great grandfather, I'm sure, and he was a great member of the community. Because Chairman Kern and I fight, it has nothing to do with his family, but I would like to say the passing of Mr. Fred Kern on Wednesday, and I want to sincerely extend my deepest condolences to Chairman Mark Kern and his entire family for the loss of his wonderful father. We all know how devastating it is when we lose a loved one, and you know, we play politics, we do all this crap, but life is the best thing going. Politics is just a game. Life is what we live for and what we die for. So please, Chairman Kern, take this condolence to your wonderful father as a total respect for you and your family on a very, very personal note, not a political note. Also, out of respect for St. Clair County Board Chairman Mark Kern and his family, I'd like to have a moment of silence to honor Mr. Fred Kern for all the positive things that he has done in his life for his family and his community. I know he was a great man, 86 years old, pretty good run. Wish he'd have been around forever, as we all wish our family members would. But again, Chairman Kern, I want to give my deepest condolences. I know it's going to be a rough time for you. I was told that you were very, very close to your father. So let's keep politics out of it today and all next week, so you can have time to mourn the loss of your wonderful father. But please take this as a total respect on a personal level, total respect. So at this time, let's have a moment of silence for Mr. Fred Kern, please. Mr. Fred Kern, please rest in peace. You know, it's always bad when a family member goes. You can fight people politically. You know, I fight with a lot of politicians because when they couldn't come after me, they came after my son, and I didn't think that was right. And so for you people to think that I'm crazy and not doing what I should be doing, that I'm wrong for doing what I'm doing, you'd always have to know the whole story. Don't just read half the book, because if you only read half the book, you'll never know the true ending. But again, our condolences to Mr. Fred Kern. I know he was a great man, had a great life, did a lot for the city of Belleville. So, Mr. Chairman, again, my deepest condolences for the loss of your wonderful, wonderful father. I see that Michelle Obama, they want to tout her for president of the United States. This greasy, skanky bitch. But that shows you how stupid some people are. We don't have a good candidate. I heard some bastards last night. We don't have a good candidate. We want to make Michelle Obama. She could run for president. She'd beat the crap out of President Trump. Now, what the hell makes Michelle Obama so, she was the wife of Barack Obama, who did a piss poor job. I'd have to give him about a C minus or a D plus on his 8 years as president. And for all you good people, you would have to say the same thing. Now, the blacks won't. The blacks won't, because they stick by their race. And I want to salute every black person, because they will stand by their race. White people, we just jump and run. I don't know why. I guess it's been a little bit, not that we have white privilege, but we've worked hard and it's become a little bit too easy for us in life. So we don't think about where we came from. We don't think about how hard we work to get where we're at. But that just pisses me off. Michelle Obama wants to be the president. Now, she said, oh, no, I don't want to be the president. There'll probably be so much crap come out of her background, it'd fill 15 Christmas stockings, I bet you. And good old Joe, sleepy Joe Biden, he's talking at the debate, and he says, if we get 8 more years of Trump, it will definitely change America for the worst. 8 more years? Now, I guess there's going to be new constitutional change. And instead of having 2 terms for president of the United States, I guess now there's going to be 3, because Joe Biden says 8 more years of Trump. And I say this on a serious note. I think Mr. Biden is probably half senile. And I don't say that out of disrespect. I watched him in debate. I watched the way he talked, the way he hesitated, the things he said. And he's probably a good man, but this guy be 77, 78 years old, the president of the United States, with his hand on the button to start a war. Now, you good people, I know there's going to be a Democratic candidate, but you got to think, even though Joe Biden, you know why Joe Biden's leading in the polls? Because people know his name for being the vice president. Don't vote for somebody just because of name recognition. Vote for somebody because what they can do for you and our country. But for Joe to say that President Trump's going to get 8 more years, I thought that was a little funny and a little sad, because a guy running for president and really doesn't know what's going on, I think it's a sad, sad, sad note. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And when you call, come up with something half-assed, will you? You know we're going to be on local politics here in the next month or two. There's not a lot of local things going on. I know over in St. Louis that Kim Gardner, she's squawking and caulking and acting like the typical nigger she is. And you got Lida Crewson, the failed mayor of St. Louis. She's not saying anything. See, these politicians like it after they screw up. They hope nobody says anything. They don't like, they hate controversy. I love controversy. I love to get in an argument. I love to give my side, and I'd like to hear other people's side. But these politicians, that's not the way they are. They want to give you their side, which is usually wrong, or at least half wrong. And And then they want you to shut up. They want you to believe them. They want you to go on. They want to smile and glad hand you. That's what politics should be about. Politics shouldn't be about glad handing and having somebody like you. It should be about getting something done for the people that sent you wherever we sent you. But it hasn't been that way for so long, and I don't think it's going to get that way until we as a people come together. Now, I saw where Ben Carson, our housing director, he went to Baltimore to talk to the people about what they'd like to do for Baltimore. And the church, there was a church there, and they were having their meeting. They were having their meeting in the church parking lot of the Morning Star Baptist Church. It was a vacant lot. The church people come up and said, hey, you guys have to go. You guys have to go. You set up on this property. Get off our property. You know it's a church. We're talking about helping people. I mean, this is a level that we have sunk into in society to play politics. Now, let me tell you, every black church that I've ever been in, and I've been in quite a few, politics other than religion is the second best topic they talk about. And they talk about it from the pulpit, day in and day out. The preachers talk about it. They have the politicians come in and talk about it, because I've been there, done that. So for this black church, the Morning Star Baptist Church of Christ in Baltimore, how racist is that? They know that Ben Carson was coming and talking up President Trump, what they were going to try to do for that rat-infested city of Baltimore. But they said, you got to go. That's our site. Don't try to take over our site. We had no idea that people were going to be here on our vacant property, not even on a Sunday, until we saw the people gathering. Said, we didn't know anything about it. They didn't even ask for permission to be here. Now, I thought church people were supposed to be nice and forgiving and helpful. Now, I believe if they would have got a hold of the Morning Star Baptist Church and gave them some money, that vacant lot wouldn't have been so important to them. But they threw Carson, the highest ranking African American in the Trump administration, people, they threw him off the property. So they want to talk about racism. They want to talk about politics. That was one of the biggest racist moves I've ever seen. And that comes from a black church. That comes from a black church. I don't understand. I do not understand how these church people, both black and white, can sit there and say, yeah, we're for the people. We want to help the people. God loves everybody. And then they play politics. Remember Reverend Wright out of Chicago? When Obama first ran, that was Obama's preacher. He talked all that nasty racial crap. Obama jumped away from him real quick. But having said that, these black churches, now some of the white churches get into the political setting, but not like the black churches. And anybody that's black knows what I'm talking about. But to have Ben Carson run off a parking lot, a vacant parking lot, because he was trying to talk about what Baltimore needs done and what the president will try to do for Baltimore. That just shows you there's racism, and there is racism. It's not rampant, I don't think, in this country, but there is racism, and it's not good. It's not good for anybody, but we fight it. We fight it day in and day out. Hey, for all you niggers, crackers, and hunkies, you ignorant bastards that don't have jobs, Metro Bus seeks second driver shortage in 2 weeks. Now, the Metro Bus needs drivers. I don't know what it pays, but I'm sure there's benefits. It's a government entity, so I know there's some kind of benefits. But they say, unfortunately, they don't have enough drivers to deliver on-time quality service that the customers in the region have come to depend on. Hey, niggers, again, there's some good jobs. Well, hell, they're probably still sleeping. The niggers are still sleeping. They were out drinking their 40-ouncers and smoking their blunts and probably selling some blunts and robbing and raping. And the crackers and hunkies, too. There's enough shame and blame in the game to go around for both sides on the racial aisle. But it's unbelievable. They talk about no jobs. Metro wants to hire bus drivers. It says with the low unemployment rate, Metro Transit is one of the many transit agencies across the country finding it hard to attract and retain bus operators. Unbelievable. It's probably $16, $18 an hour. That's better than the $15 an hour minimum wage that everybody's crying for. All you got to do, I believe, is have a driver's license, maybe a CDL, but they'll probably train you. But isn't it amazing how we talk about there's no jobs? Now that Trump's been in office, there's all kind of jobs. I drive down the street at the restaurants, at the bar, every place I drive, I'll see help wanted, hiring people. Truckers are hiring a zillion people. They can't get enough truck drivers because the economy has gotten that much better, so the consumers are consuming that much more. But when I see this and I see they need bus drivers, professional bus drivers, and they can't get them, nobody's applying in the Metro East area. So I don't want to hear from anybody in the Metro East, black or white, that there's no jobs and Trump has done this and Trump has done that. And again, I'm not pimping for Trump. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm a realist. I vote for the person. I don't give a damn what's behind their name. I vote for the person who I think is going to do best for me, my family, and this great country of ours. You know, I'm tired of people, hey, he's a D, he's a Democrat. I got to vote for him because he's a Democrat. But I've noticed that some of the union leaders are telling the Democrats, do not take the unions for granted. And that's from the big, big union leaders. And that has to, I think it would scare the Democratic Party. But see, these guys think they're so strong, especially in this area, and they are. But I've talked to a lot of rank and file Democrats, not the high profile Democratic leadership, but the rank and file hard workers. And they have told me, hey, we like Trump. Not all of them said that, but quite a few. And I've heard many, many, many of them say, we're going to vote a split ticket. We're not going to vote straight Democrat. There's Democrats on the ticket that we don't like. There's Democrats on the tickets that's never done a good job. There's Democrats on the ticket that we don't even know about, that somebody's family member. And that's what you get, especially in St. Clair County in the Democratic Party, which I'm very, very, very familiar with. But I just thought, how good of that union leader, being a good union leader, to say, hey, I don't give a damn you're Democrat or Republican. You better respect our unions, because if you don't respect our unions aren't going to respect you. And I think that's great. I think that's great. And again, as always, I want to salute all the hardworking laborers, all the hardworking union people, because they bust their ass. Now, somebody will say, hey, you're for Trump. You must be a Republican. What do you care about unions? I care about unions. I care about any organization that's going to try to help the people out on a positive note. So, also, in Missouri, here's where we've gotten people. Transgender inmate in Missouri has legal fees of over $300,000. And the taxpayers, the hardworking taxpayers of Missouri, are going to have to pay for it. Missouri paid lawyers representing a transgender inmate more than $300,000 after she, what do you mean she? He's a man. He didn't know she. Won a federal lawsuit last year forcing the state, it's not the state people, it's you hardworking taxpayers. And in Illinois, the same thing. When somebody says, well, don't worry about it, it's a federal grant, it's a state grant. No, it's not a state grant or a federal grant. It's our money that we've sent to Washington, that we've sent to Springfield, that we've sent to Jeff City, that they're recycling. There's nothing that the government pays for that comes out of the politicians' pockets. Everything that's paid for, from the big zillion-dollar planes to our military to our streets, is paid for by us people, us, the hardworking taxpayers of this great country. So when they say a grant, don't let that fool you. It's not a grant. But anyway, a U.S. magistrate judge ordered on March the 27th $354,000 in attorney fees to a Jessica, representing Jessica Hinken. Now, it's not Jessica. I don't know what his male name is, but he's a male. This transgender woman now, who was serving, now listen, people, a life sentence at a maximum security in Potosi. She is serving a life sentence, was sentenced to life in prison after he, they keep printing she, and it's a he, after he was convicted of fatally shooting a man during a drug-related crime in Western Missouri in 1995. Now, you're going to have to pay, you good people, and you ought to call your state representative, your state senators, going to have to pay $354,000 just to the attorney and another $9,000 in costs associated with the case. Now, here's a guy who killed somebody on a drug-related deal, gets life in prison. Now he decides he wants to be a woman, and it's going to cost the taxpayers of the state of Missouri probably $1 million when it's all over, because there's going to have to be the medical procedure done. But this guy is incarcerated, and they want hormone therapy, permanent hair removal, and address gender-affirming care products. I don't know what gender-affirming care products are. Was arbitrarily and unconstitutional under the Eighth Amendment, which bars cruel and unusual punishment. You go into a prison for killing somebody on a dope deal, you want to be a lady, cost the taxpayers $1 million, you're going to be in jail the rest of your life. And because you can't get a sex change, because you can't get high heels, because you can't be called a woman, that's cruel and unusual punishment. No, I would think cruel and unusual punishment is the person that died from the drug-related crime, the person that you, this Hinklin, took somebody's father, brother, son, friend, took them away forever in 1995. I think that's enough. But it's unbelievable to see even how these court systems are going. They say there's 9 inmates currently undergoing hormone replacement therapy. Now, this is unbelievable. Guys go to jail, gonna spend life in prison, and because they want something after they've taken somebody's life, after a jury of their peers has said, hey, you're guilty, you bastard, you're going to jail for life. They want hormone sex therapy, they want sex changes, they want transgender this and transgender that. Isn't it amazing, people? There's people in the streets, not eating, in Illinois, in Missouri, all throughout this great country, especially California, you saw that crap, and Baltimore, Maryland. But they're gonna waste $1 million for some killer who's gonna do life. He's got life in prison without parole. And we're gonna spend $1 million because he, she wants to be just a she. Now think about it. And I guarantee you know why it's being done? Because of our politicians. They've got crappy procedures. They don't do anything right. And when they do something, do they have town hall meetings? I've said before, all these new taxes in Illinois, the new gambling, the new recreational pot, this and that. Everybody I've talked to, none of their state representatives, none of their state senators had meetings, had town hall meetings, and asked their opinion before they went to Springfield, before they went to Jefferson City and made the vote. So you people understand, all you do is elect these people. They do what they want, when they want. They beg and kiss your ass and shake your hand and throw candy out at parades in the summertime to get your vote. But once they get your vote, these rotten, lousy bastards, they give a damn less about you. And I hope you good people all remember that. But I just thought that was something that I had to address, because it pissed me off today. And this is a cracker. This is a white, ignorant, stupid son of a bitch. And again, there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around for the blacks and the whites. But to spend all this money so they can get hormone therapy, hormone replacement therapy, isn't it unbelievable? It says, we contract with Corazona Health to provide all medical services for offenders, hormone replacement therapy, and everything else. Isn't that something? You kill somebody, you go to jail for life, never going to get out of prison, and you decide one day, hey, I want to be a woman. So spend $1 million of the hardworking taxpayers' money to make me a woman. I think that's asinine, and I don't think it's right. And until we hold these politicians' feet to the fire, people, and I hope it's coming, until we do that, things aren't going to change. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 3 ladies that were killed over here on the Illinois side, and I think the press and maybe the police have it wrong. I'll explain that right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
We're not going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore. We continue to fight the fight. As always, we fight the fight for what's right in this great country, and we're going to continue to do that. Now, we talk politics, we talk race. It really pisses me off. They had something in the paper. Ferguson, what has changed in 5 years? Front page a couple days ago. Nothing's changed in Ferguson. You still got the decent people, both black and white, and you still got the niggers and the crackers and the honkies. If they think they're putting up a boys and girls club, if they think that's going to stop the crime, stop the crap, it's not going to. We had a Jackie Jarney Kersey Center over here, and the kids play basketball, they do whatever, and then they go out in the evenings, and they do what they want to do. You know, they play ball during the day, then they go out and do and be who they are at night. So if anybody thinks that's going to change anything, I've been around too long, I've witnessed too much, and I think you good people have done the same. But they always, we're going to bring somebody into town to do this, and we're going to have a talk, and we're going to have a candle march. Hell, last year they had a candle march stopping crime, and they had 3 shootings and 2 killings that same night. It's not going to happen. People got to get off their asses. We got to change. We have to change the mentality and the philosophy, not only of the niggers, but of the crackers and the hunkies. We're going to have to tell them, hey, it's not going to happen overnight. You're going to have to start sending your kids to school so they can get an education and get a good job, so they can send their kids to school to get a good education and a good job. That's the only thing going to change it. You can throw money after money. They've been throwing money into St. Louis, East St. Louis, Baltimore, millions and millions of dollars for the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And you see what it's done. It's done nothing. And this crime is rampant. Crime is rampant all over. Nobody feels safe. Nobody feels safe in Belleville. Nobody feels safe in downtown St. Louis anymore. They're killing them in downtown St. Louis. They've killed a lot of them in North St. Louis. Now they're tired of killing in North St. Louis, so they're driving to South St. Louis and doing killings. And I guarantee you, the vast majority are niggers. And then somebody will say, oh, Romanek, there's that race. It's not racist, it's real. Nobody wants to say it, but the vast majority are niggers. They don't even want the news media when they say 4 people accosted this lady in the Tire Grove Park. She was white, they were black. They wouldn't even say black, but they want everybody to call the police with information. Well, if you bastards would give us some information on the color of their skin, maybe some clothing, maybe some other identifying marks, maybe we could see them, and then maybe we could call you and the police and get these bastards, both black and white, the bums and the white bums, get them off the street. But no, nobody wants to say you can't say black. You can't offend the blacks. The hell you can't. You know, a few days ago, there were 3 killings on the Illinois side of the river here. 2 of them in Washington Park, and 1 of them in East St. Louis. Now, some are saying, oh, I think maybe it's connected. Let me tell you, good people, I've been around too long. They're not connected. The 2 in Washington Park are connected. It was a black gal named Williams and a white gal named Reckman, and they were shot and killed in Washington Park the same evening, and I guarantee it was the same dope pusher. These gals were out walking the street. I think both of them had been arrested for prostitution. They were walking around the strip club areas, I guess trying to pick up tricks so they could get some dope. And it's a shame when somebody's on dope or somebody's an alcoholic. I mean, it really is. I mean, people see that day in and day out. They try to help, but sometimes you can't help. But anyway, the state police said they're short of saying that one person is responsible for all 3 crimes, and they're right. I guarantee you, when this is all said and done, and hopefully they'll find both killers, the 2 people killed in Washington Park were by one dope pusher that was all hopped up, I guarantee you. And to them, you know, these prostitutes, these drug-addicted prostitutes, they mean nothing to them. So the two in Washington Park were related. They were killed by the same thug. Now, the one in East St. Louis just happened to be around the same time, about 5 or 6 miles away. And see, these prostitutes, these people on addiction, they hang in certain areas. They don't go all throughout, like the two in Washington Park. They hung in Washington Park. They tried to turn tricks in Washington Park, apparently. I can't say that for sure, but it said they'd been arrested for prostitution in the past. But they were both killed the same evening, and I guarantee you, by the same hopped-up dope pusher who, for some reason, was mad. And if we killed one, he said, hey, that's just a crackhead whore. I might as well kill another one. And that's what they did. Now, it probably drug-related to the white gal who hung in East St. Louis. I don't see many white gals hanging in East St. Louis unless they're prostitutes or looking for drugs. But the white gal hanging in East St. Louis, Les LeGarge, I guess, L-E-G-A-R-E, she was a white lady. She was hanging in East St. Louis and says that she had a history of alcohol. And it's, you know, it's really amazing. But, you know, I read these stories and I think to myself, why would they give you bad crap? Why would they give you crap that's not true? Why would they tell you, oh yeah, they're all three related? No, they're not. They're not all three related. I'm telling you that from the get-go. But see, that's the way the press is. I don't think it's the police department saying that. Well, as a matter of fact, I know it's not, because the police department said that they're not ready to say that they were all three crimes by one person. And that's a smart move, because they're not. But you see this crap on both sides of the river. You see the drugs, you see the alcohol, you see all the things going on. And it just happens. It was a big deal. Three people killed in the East St. Louis area. They made a big deal. It was front page, top fold for a couple editions. And I think to myself, hell, that happens every day in North St. Louis. That happens every day in North St. Louis. So I say, what's the difference? What's the difference? It's happening all over, and it's going to continue. It's going to continue to happen until we do something about it. Lines are still open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. I want to talk about, and this was on the front page, top fold of the St. Louis Post-Disgrace yesterday, big bold letters, armed school officers, and a question mark. Now, I have friends who say, have a police officer in every school. Let me tell you, I've been a police officer, an educated professional police officer, for many, many years. And that's the stupidest thing they could ever say. The stupidest thing they could ever say. Because these schools anymore are like college campuses. It's cheaper for the school districts to have one big school, maybe put the middle school and the high school together. One officer on one side of the school, one side of the complex, is not going to stop a killer. Because, see, killers will know that there's a security guard or there's a police officer. They can put the police officer's not going to have his gun out walking down the halls. So for anybody with any intelligence to say that's how to stop the crime, the violence in the schools, they're stupid. And I love children. I love children. But, again, I'm a realist. I will tell you, and I've said it before, if you have 15 officers in the school, that's great. Maybe at that point, with 15 officers or 5 or 6, maybe the gunman wouldn't come into the schools. But you know what they'll do? They'll wait till the students get on the bus. There'll be 40, 50 students on the bus. As soon as the students pull away from the very well-protected school, a block down the road, what do? They stop the bus and kill all the kids on the bus. Or they wait for a kid or two or three or five to get off the bus, and they kill them. So for somebody to say that that's going to make a big difference, not about to make a little difference, everything makes a little difference, but for somebody to say that that's going to make a big difference, and they tout that, let's have a police officer in every school. And again, I don't want to be the naysayer, and I'd love to see every school safe, but for them to say that they have if they have a police officer in every school, that that's going to stop the killings. They're damn liars. They're damn liars. They know it. But what it does, it makes the parents happy. It says, oh, we're going to have an armed officer. Well, let me tell all you parents, one armed officer in these big campus schools is not going to make a difference. If somebody wants to come in, they're going to come in guns a-blazing and take care of business. Now, I say that too. When kids get out of school, there's 50, 100, 200 coming out at one time. Somebody's got to drive by and just start shooting. I'm at the ball game last week. They pat you down, do everything but shove something up your behind when you go into the ballpark. They want to keep you safe in the ballpark, but when the game was over with the Cubs, there were 400 or 500 people milling around between the stadium and the ballpark village. Now, nobody gave a damn then. There wasn't any police out there then. Somebody could have come by and killed 200 people because you could barely move. Now, I ask, why are the Cardinals concerned about keeping you safe and no guns inside the stadium, but once you get out on the public street that they're not responsible for, then them son of a bitches don't give a damn. You won't hear that anywhere but here, but think about it. Pat everybody down so there's no guns, so nobody gets hurt. But when there's 400 or 500 people in the streets after the game, if somebody wanted to do some damage, that's the time to do it. And I hope that it never happens, but for people to say, this is the way to make you safe, that's a damn lie. When they can kill a president of the United States with all the Secret Service agents around him, they can get you or me or anybody else. So just like the problems in North St. Louis, the problems throughout this country, if we address the real problems, things may get done. But everybody wants to be politically correct. Everybody wants to say, oh yeah, we'll take care of that. No, they're not taking care of it, people. And if they say they are, they're lying to you day after day after day. But they do that, and they get away with it. You know why they get away with it? Because we the people let them. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the dark side. People, I hope everybody has a safe weekend, friend and foe. Again, I'm going to see anything happen to anybody. You know, you guys all know that St. Clair County Board Chairman, again, Mark Kern and I fight politically. It's nothing personal. And again, I want to wish our deepest condolences to the Kern family for the loss of their wonderful father and grandfather, Mr. Fred Kern. You know, sometimes we have to take things a little more serious than politics in everyday life, and it's taking care of our families, and especially when someone loses a family member. Hey, I've had people ask, you can like us on Facebook at KQQZ 1190 AM or my personal page, Crazy Reaper Bob Romanek. You can listen to my repeat performance every day at 4 o'clock p.m. and now broadcasting from the graveyard to the graveyard shift every night at the stroke of midnight. You can stream my shows live or stream my repeat performances online at insanebroadcasting.com. That's common spelling. Or stream directly by downloading the TuneIn Radio app. That's our preferred streaming choice. My shows are also available via podcast with iTunes or your podcast provider on your iPhone or Android device. Just search for Bob Romanik. That's R-O-M-A-N-I-K and R, the Grim Reaper of radio. You know, we talk politics. We talk it's a little bit of sports. We talk a lot of racial problems. But I tell you, I will maybe be the only one that will continue to make light of the situation. I may be the only one who was white, who was not a racist, but who wants to take care of my white race, just like the proud black community want to take care of their race. I understand that. And I know the proud black community understands where I'm coming from. The niggers don't. They don't get pissed at me for calling them niggers. They give a damn less because they call each other niggers every day. They give a damn because I'm exposing them and I'm educating a lot of white people and proud black people as to what's really going on to stop this crap from these niggers and these crackers and these hunkies. That's what they don't like. They don't give a damn about me calling them a nigger. They're crazy. But if we don't stop it, it's going to get worse. Now, you know the election's coming up, 2020. Everybody's calling Trump a racist. On every paper, every liberal paper, Trump's a racist. They've got a picture and an article with the ex-governor of Alabama, George Wallace. And behind him, this is back in the day, 1964, he's got a Confederate flag behind him. And the big headlines in the Post-Disgrace, Trump framing election as a referendum on white people. A referendum, this is that Leon Pitts, that's that nigger from the Miami Herald. He's constantly putting racist, he's a racist, he's a nigger racist. But Trump framing election as a referendum on white people. And they've got a great, great big picture of George Wallace with the Confederate flag. What does that have to do with Trump? Leonard Pitts, you nigger greasy bastard. Has nothing to do with Trump, but they're going to make everything to do with Trump. No matter how hard he tries to help this country, they're going to come after Trump. And then in the same paper, big headlines, Joe Biden was brilliantly and gloriously adequate. Now, they're praising Joe Biden for a bad job in the debates. Joe Biden was brilliantly and gloriously adequate in the debate. They're going to kiss an ignorant bastard's ass who screwed up in the debate, but they're going to come after Trump because he's trying to do the best. And Trump's not perfect. Trump's not even close to being perfect. But he's the best thing we got going. And after looking at those Democratic candidates, he's by far the best we have going. But again, just listen to me. That's all I ask. Research what I say. Listen to other people. Research what they say. And then come to your own conclusion. That's all I ask. I ask to be given a fair chance to be heard about. Check your computers, easy to do, a lot easier. And don't just check one source in your computer, check three or four, because they're as bad as some of these newspapers. There's a lot of fake news on the internet, and it's a shame we can't get some straight news from one place. Even Fox News, you know, they were primarily conservative. They've changed a little liberal. So you don't know what you're getting with the news media outlets, but you know what you're getting with me, I tell you. If I'm for somebody, I'm for them. I don't give a damn what color they are. I don't give a damn what religion they are. I don't give a damn if they're man or woman, Democrat, Republican. Somebody's going to help me and my family and my country do better. That's who I'm for, and I hope that's who you good people are for. But as always, everybody have a safe and I hope an enjoyable weekend. That cuts friends and foes alike. I don't think we're going to have any rain, so wish everybody a good weekend. But remember, elections are coming up. Let's research these candidates. Let's get the best candidate for you, your family, your friends, not for the politicians. Don't listen to those bastards, because they're our problem. And let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's destroy them, because you see what they're doing to our country, both Democrats and Republicans. You see they're destroying our country one day at a time. So before they continue to destroy, let's destroy them, No violence, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the Dark Side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch. The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.